It's time for Regional Girls High School Basketball on WKTN. Tonight, Allen East takes on Ridgemont. Your sponsors for tonight's game: Cessna Transport, Cole Humphrey Insurance, Domino's Pizza, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Nelson Insurance Agency, Midfield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, Quest Federal Credit Union, Schaefer's Auto Body and Paints, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Superior Credit Union, Roof Law Office with Attorney Andrew Benchick, Root Lumber, and Mount Victory State Bank. Now, live from Allen East, here's Ryan Yoakum and Sean Christopher.
I'm here with Ryan Yoakum for today's game with Allen East, who is hosting the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. We're going to send it back for a few sponsors, and we will be back with the pregame show presented by Schaefer's Auto Body.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
This holiday ad will be over in 27 seconds. Unlike the new Duracell battery with Power Boost ingredients that can last 19,976 seconds in your kid's RC motorcycle, or 6,801 seconds on your beard trimmer for this year's family photo, or 15,172 seconds on your electric frother for some holiday eggnog, and many more seconds to get more out of your holiday season. Duracell, unlike this ad, engineered for more.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay, and that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Guys, listen to this. The ultimate holiday surprise for her. Naturally new pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. More alluring than lingerie, feels like wearing next to nothing at all, are an exciting gift, one you both can enjoy. Right now, when you go to Pajamagram.com to purchase naturally new pajamas, you'll get a naturally nude nightie for free. Save $75 and ensure delivery before Christmas. Go to Pajamagram.com now.
Your region, your radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know what your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School, where we have the Allen East girls basketball team hosting the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. I want to touch base on a few things happening in the sports world right now that are pretty important. The first one, locally, Van Loo. Van Loo has been essentially asked to leave the Blanchard Valley Conference for football only, starting with the 23-24 school year. So that's going to impact some things around the region.
So how do you feel about that as a football guy? You know, I mean, is it because they're not competitive or because they're hyper-competitive in the league? I don't know near as much about this as you.
So, you know, traditionally, Van Loo has not been successful. They have struggled to really field a football team. You know, they're a team that's, you know, consistently putting out, you know, 12, 13, 14 kids on the football team.
Oh, wow. So it's a numbers game.
Yeah. And, you know, the Blanchard Valley at the top is exceptional. Is absolutely exceptional, you know. But you know, some of those other teams on the bottom end, football wise, they tend to struggle. I have zero knowledge about this, but they seem to be a complete team or school that would be or should be, in my opinion, you know, interested in eight man football, which has gained a lot of steam in Northwest Ohio. You know, I've got some friends that have coached in the eight man football, and there's a lot of fun to it. I know that. You know, Toledo Christian, Holgate, you know, some of those, you know, schools have gone to that. Again, I have zero knowledge that is the trajectory.
So next question, do they struggle with other sports as well with getting recruitment and players, or do they do well? So do we look to see Van Loo leave the conference altogether after this?
Not to my knowledge. So any time that I've ever had knowledge of Van Loo athletics, you know, basketball-wise, they do, you know, solid, you know, up years, down years. I know, you know, years ago that I was coaching basketball at Ada, and we played them, and I believe it was the sectional finals, and I think they had one loss on the year.
Oh, wow.
That was, you know, years ago. You know, I'm showing my age now. But, you know, that's something that, you know, definitely is an interesting thing, and that was breaking news today that I saw.
Okay, great.
So, did want to touch base on a baseball story. You know, the New York Mets have picked up Cabrera, and so I guess Carlos Cabrera was going to be signed by the Giants, and they didn't like the way his physical looked. But the thing that just blows my mind, how you can sign a guy for 12 years at $315 million. That just blows my mind.
Makes me wish I'd practiced baseball a little harder when I was a kid. But man, I mean, those numbers are astronomical. I mean, especially seeing what the Yankees just did, right? Like, so this is on par there. That's the new standard for what these guys are getting is multi-year contracts in the hundreds of millions. It's gobsmacked.
It's you know, their top four earners right now are Carrera at $315. Brandon Nimmo,
okay,
at 162, Edwin Diaz and Justin Verlander at 102 and $86 million respectively. Just blows my mind.
Yeah.
So we'll come back with a little more sports as you know we get set for this this basketball game today with Allen East girls hosting the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. You're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
Hi, this is Jade Hale, Branch Operations Manager with Middlefield Bank, previously known as Liberty National Bank. Our logo may have changed, but inside our branch, you will find the same great people sharing the same values and commitment to our customers. We thank you for your business and wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The world is always on, but you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed. During Mattress Firm's Dream December sale, save up to 60% with Sealy Queen mattresses starting at $279.99. Only at Mattress Firm.
Updated COVID vaccines are here, just in time for the season that brings us all closer. Just in time for added protection against the original COVID virus and Omicron. Just in time for crowded stores and great big family dinners. Updated COVID protection is here. And if you haven't had a vaccine since September, it's time to give yourself the gift of updated protection. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Join the Morning Buzz weekdays between 8:30 and 8:45 for Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day. Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day during the Morning Buzz, brought to you by Ryan Yoakum, State Farm Insurance on WKTN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAR.
Join WKTN every weekday morning at 10 after 7 for a look at the national days. Find out what and how you can celebrate each national day. Brought to you by Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, right here on WKTN.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School as we get ready for the girls' game between Allen East and Ridgemont. Touch base one more time on some news in the area. The big news today, aside from National Signing Day for college football, is the passing of Franco Harris. Yeah. Franco Harris passed today at the age of 72. As of right now, I believe that there is no cause of death been released, which is really sad because I know in Pittsburgh, you know, in 2 days from now, they were getting ready to, you know, retire his jersey, make this big celebration of the 50-year anniversary of the Immaculate Reception.
Right. And, you know, he was such an ambassador for the sport, let alone for the Steelers themselves. I was listening to an interview from him earlier, and he played his ball at Penn State, right? So he was in Pennsylvania forever. And he said, I never was a fan of the Steelers. Really didn't want to get drafted by the Steelers. And then, you know, you look at his career there, what he and Bradshaw and those guys did in the 70s. I mean, they built a dynasty.
Man, he was, as a young guy myself, he was one of the few guys that I learned about early. You know, I grew up with, you know, as a little kid, Jerome Bettis.
Right.
You know, I'm not a Steelers fan, don't get me wrong. You know, but as my dad is talking to me about it, he was like, yeah, you got really into, you know, Franco Harris and watching this stuff. And obviously that was way before my era. But, you know, it's sad that everything's getting ready to go. And what it is, it's starting a generation of NFL guys that I really don't want to see pass.
Right.
You know, so definitely thoughts, prayers go out to the Steeler family and Steeler Nation, as well as the Franco Harris, you know, family. Again, Franco Harris passing away today at the age of 72. We'll come back with some pregame about the Ridgemont Golden Gophers and Allen East Mustangs right after these few announcements from you're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions. Employers can't find skilled technicians. Emerging technologies require training. Open positions are going unfilled. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center in Bell Fountain is focused on preparing our students with an excellent career-ready education. Ohio High Point offers nearly 20 in-demand career programs for high school juniors and seniors. Get a jump start in your future by earning industry-recognized credentials and college credits, all for free. We're the future of the workforce. We're Ohio High Point.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-762-6565. That's 800-762-6565.
Let me guess, it happened again. You're out holiday shopping at the last minute. No judgment here. That's why I went to Kohl's, where I earned a ton of Kohl's cash and found what I needed for less, like stocking stuffers starting at $6.39 and silver jewelry sets for $17.59. Plus, I got Sephora fragrance sets for $25 and under and saved 20% off other presents. More gifts and more savings. It's Kohl's, even at the last minute. Select styles, 20% offer ends December 24th. Coupons and Kohl's cash not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School. This is Sean Christopher here with Ryan Yoakum for the Allen East Mustangs hosting the Ridgemont Golden Gophers in girls basketball action. I'm going to send it over here to Ryan to talk a little bit about the Allen East Mustangs girls program.
Oh, yeah. So Allen East, I'll tell you what, if you're watching these girls warm up, first thing is they're a squad. I mean, these girls are well coached, and kudos to their coach. He came over and was talking to us pregame. And he is just jacked for everything this season. Like, he is 100% behind these girls. And it's a great program and great to see. Now, you want to talk about the team and where they're at. They're 6-2 on the year. They're 2 losses, 1 in overtime by 3 points, the other by another 3 points. So they are 6 points away from the perfect season so far this year. They're averaging, 55 points per game as a team. Their leading scorer is Savannah Brooks with 17.6 points per game. She's also got 5.8 rebounds a game, so she's just all around a baller. Let's talk about some other players. They've got a sophomore, Rylan Jones. She's got 14.1 per game. So anytime you've got multiple players hitting double-digit points in a game, it is just a deadly combination. You double-team one, that opens up the other. So Ridgemont's really going to have their work cut out for them trying to shut down scorers here tonight.
And talking to Coach Aaron Montgomery for Allen East, you know, the one thing that he really – impressed upon me is, that these girls that play basketball for Allen East, they are multi-sport, successful. He's, hey, this girl does this. This girl's really good at being a catcher. This girl, qualified for, state track meet. So, he really appreciates, the multi-sport athlete, and, he's encouraging that, which I think he's going to use some of that athleticism early in this game. And I think a lot of things that he likes to do is push the tempo of basketball. So I think I expect to see some press out of him.
Oh, yeah. And so we'll talk a little bit about strategy. And one of the things that you would automatically do when you're looking at this Ridgemont roster, because they're short on players, is if you want to put them down early, is you just start running the snot out of them. And so I expect to see Coach put that press, especially with the roster that he has out here. It's going to be an interesting game. They're bringing in a lot of talent, and they've got a lot of experience with several seniors on the team that have been around and really know what they're doing. So it'll be an interesting game to see what Allen East does.
We'll see how the captains, Ellie Richardson and Kennedy Truex, do with putting the girls in a up-tempo start to the game. So that is your Allen East Mustangs. You are listening to Your Region, Your Radio. We'll come back with Ridgemont.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Guys, listen to this. The ultimate holiday surprise for her. Naturally new pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. More alluring than lingerie. Feels like wearing next to nothing at all. Are an exciting gift. One you both can enjoy. Right now, when you go to Pajamagram.com to purchase naturally new pajamas, you'll get a naturally nude nightie for free. Save $75 and ensure delivery before Christmas. Go to Pajamagram.com now.
The world is always on, but you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed. During Mattress Firm's Dream December Sale, save up to 60% with Sealy Queen mattresses starting at $279.99. Only at Mattress Firm.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
WKTN.com is your home for news, weather, sports, and so much more. You can even listen to us live. Join WKTN on social media, and you will find tons of information and fun. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Friend us, follow us, and find out what's going on in your area with your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back here to Allen East High School at the Schaefer's Auto Body pregame show. We have the Allen East Mustangs girls hosting the Ridgemont Golden Gophers here for today's action. Varsity only game today. So, you know, Ryan, what do you think? You know, varsity only game, how does that affect, you know, an Allen East team that's not used to that?
Well, so, you know, a lot of times it's all about the energy you bring to the court, right? And so the JV game gives the varsity players a chance to just kind of chill out, maybe go around, screw around and take some pop shots in between quarters and things like that and blow off some steam. I kind of would expect them to come in a little bit tighter than what you would going through a normal routine. But, you know, if I'm looking at them, they're all smiling and having a good time down there warming up. So they maybe they've got nerves of steel.
And, you know, I guess, you know, this time of year, nothing's normal. You know, you've got, you know, no school. You know, so normally you're used to school day. You know, if you're Allen East, you're used to, you know, JV game. So, you know, everything's a little bit off kilter this time of year. And, you know, so it'll be interesting if Ridgemont can take advantage of that.
Right. And so let's talk a little bit about Ridgemont, right? So they're having a struggling year. You know, they're under Coach Tim Wyatt. He's been around for a while. They have seven players on their roster, and that just doesn't give you any kind of depth, and it makes it a hard season to do anything, especially, you know, with all the bugs we have floating around these days. So you get somebody that's down for the count with the flu, and now you've got one sub coming off the bench. So first thing to say about these girls here for Ridgemont is they're all gladiators. You know, give them all nothing but credit, even before the game, about talking what kind of heart and what kind of determination they have to be out here and doing what they're doing.
And, you know, you're 100% right. You know, I know the Ridgemont boys canceled a game. I'm not sure about the girls because of the sickness going through. And that seems to be every school district in our area, which is very unfortunate. You know, because, you know, these kids put in tons of effort off season, and they really, you know, try to perfect their craft. And you can tell just watching these girls warm up, they're very fundamentally sound, Ridgemont, I mean. And so you can tell, you know, some of that frustration, I'm sure, is there. And it is hard with numbers. And I'm sure Coach Wyatt has done a fantastic job. Smart guy, very, very high character guy from, you know, my few interactions with him. So it's one of those things where you have to teach character, you have to teach toughness. And you know, when you're coming to battle with, you know, what, seven or eight, you know, six or seven, you know, girls, six dressed tonight, you know, that, you know, you're going to have to rely on that. And, you know, that does come down from the top a little bit.
Right. And so let's talk a little bit about it. You've got a sophomore leading him in scoring with 9 points per game with Kylie Shreve. And then you've got a junior at Jada D'Andrea that's got 5 rebounds per game, but she's getting 5.3 points per game, right? So they play a much slower game, which makes sense because they're short on players. So without seeing any games yet this year, I would assume that we're going to see a lot of zone matchup here on the Golden Gopher side, right? And then we're going to look, we know that Allen East is looking to press and run the ball. So it's all going to be about pace and momentum. And if the Gophers are going to have a chance here, they're just going to have to keep this thing slow. And they're going to have to try to do everything they can to just start irking away at Allen East on that desire to drive and just pull it back, pull it back, pull it back. Get them frustrated. They start making bad shot attempts. And who knows? We'll see what they can put up there.
So we're excited to see this game get going. You know, we're going to come back with starters right after this. This is Sean Christopher with Ryan Yoakum. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
When news happens around the region, the WKTN News Department goes to work, tracking down the details to bring you the latest information. First and accurate is our goal. When you see news happening where you are, give us a call at 419-675-2355 and we'll get to the source and get all the details. Keeping you up to date on Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know when your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
WKTN.com is your home for news, weather, sports, and so much more. You can even listen to us live. Join WKTN on social media, and you will find tons of information and fun. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Friend us, follow us, and find out what's going on in your area with your region, your radio, WKTN.
If you are looking to redesign or build your website from scratch, or earn the engagement and reach of your social media you deserve, check this out. Hometown Media can help you with your online presence. We can also help you with your graphic artwork for business cards, brochures, or mailings. Contact Hometown Media today at 419-675-2355, email sales at WKTN.com, or visit htm.wktn.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Hometown Media. Let's generate some buzz.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School as we wrap up the national anthem today for your girls' match between Allen East and Ridgemont. Ryan, this Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Crisp. Ryan, you got some starters for us.
Yeah, so for Ridgemont, the visiting Gophers are going to be starting number 2, Kylie Shreve. She's a sophomore. Number 3, Lauren Wingfield, again a sophomore. Number 4, Lainey Elsaster, a freshman. Number 10, Charlie Cronister, senior. And number 22, Jada Jondrea, junior. Now, for the Allen East Mustangs, starters are going to be number 5, Kennedy Truex. She is a senior. Number 10, Savannah Brooks, junior. Number 12, Rylan Jones, sophomore. Number 14, Aubrey Young, junior. And number 24, Ellie Richardson, senior.
So, you know, as we get ready for this game today, you know, finishing up, wrapping up your Schaefer's Auto Body pregame show, you're here with Sean Christopher and Ryan Yoakum. You know, we are, you know, really looking at two very contrasting teams. You know, I know, you know, Ryan mentioned it earlier. You know, if you're Ridgemont, you're going to want to slow it down. They have 6 girls dressed, 7th girl on her roster. I can see she's in a boot over there sitting on the bench, you know, supporting her teammates. But you've got a full squad of Mustangs here. And, you know, talking to Coach Coach Montgomery from Allen East, he's going to want to up the tempo. And Coach Tim Wyatt from Ridgemont, he's going to want to slow it down. And, again, those are straight words from Ryan here earlier, but I think you hit it spot on.
I am a basketball wizard. My strategy is unreal. No, it's just obvious play, right? That basketball is a game of streaks, right? Trying to maximize yours and minimize theirs. And so with a coach that already says that he likes to play up-tempo ball, you know they're going to be pressing. And everybody knows that from Allen East anyway, right? So it does not surprise me whatsoever to see – that they are going to see that they're going to press really hard to start this first quarter.
And here comes your tip. You know, Allen East, your HSLC tip is won by the Mustangs. Ball goes up top to Rylan Jones, passes it over to, you know, Savannah Brooks. You know, a little bit of a backdoor play. Back up to, you know, Elle Richardson. She kicks it out for a 2-point field goal from Rylan Jones. They're pressing the Gophers. You know, little bit of a struggle getting the ball through the press. But the Gophers are doing a good job. They throw it deep, and it is intercepted, you know, by Savannah Brooks. She pushes the tempo, kicks it over to Truex. Truex, little runner in the middle, and she hits it. Ridgemont pushing the tempo a little bit here. You know, ball goes, you know, over here to, you know, Dondria. Back up top to Wingfield. She's lost her dribble, kicks it over to Shreve. Shreve for a 3-point field goal, just a little bit long, and it's going to go off of Ridgemont, out of bounds. Ball back to the Allen East Mustangs.
So we talked a little bit about just the numbers for Ridgemont, but if you're looking at the girls they have on the court, they match up well with the Allen East players, right? So size-wise, they've got a couple taller girls that can fight in the paint with them, and then they've got good guard play.
And they really didn't panic, you know, against that press. Here you go, Allen East back with the basketball. You know, Rylan Jones drives straight down the middle of the lane, up for two. You know, Ridgemont working on breaking the press. Ball goes over to Shreve. Kicks it over to Elsasser. Elsasser with the ball. Kicks it over to Shreve. Shreve from a deep three-point field goal from the top of the key. Just misses, and it's out of bounds. You know, off of the Gophers. It's going to go back to Allen East here.
You know, that's something I really didn't think a whole lot about. But you see teams that do have lower numbers really adapt that three-point play game, right? They work the outside of the arc and just start chucking. I'd be curious to see if that's part of what Ridgemont does here.
Allen East back with the basketball, swinging it around the top of the key. You know, looking like a four out, one in. You know, three-point field goal up and good for Savannah Brooks. That brings your lead 9-0 with 6:17 left here in the first quarter.
And I'll tell you what, Mustang's doing a great job distributing and scoring on multiple fronts. It's not just one player looking at the iron right now.
The ball goes down. Ridgemont, Elsasser dribbles into a trap. Turns the ball over, and Allen East is off and running. We've got L. Richardson running and hits a runner down the middle, brings it to 11. Allen East steals the ball again off of the inbounds play. Jumps it over to Savannah Brooks. She takes a jumper, and it is good.
Pretty shot. Worst shot in basketball.
Yes, it is. So that brings us to 13-0 here early on your scoreboard. We got 5 minutes and 49 seconds left here in the first quarter, and Ridgemont's going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. So you're listening to your region, your radio. We'll take 1-2 back to the station.
When news happens around the region, the WKTN News Department goes to work, tracking down the details to bring you the latest information. First and accurate is our goal. When you see news happening where you are, give us a call at 419-675-2355 and we'll get to the source and get all the details. Keeping you up to date on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Back here at Allen East High School for Allen East Mustang, Ridgemont Golden Gopher basketball. Golden Gophers have the ball. Looks like Allen East has dropped out of their press. And Ridgemont is now swinging the ball around the top. Swings back around. Right now you've got Krasnilin. If I said that properly, I apologize if I didn't. Again, ball swinging around the top. Shreve's got the ball at the moment. He's looking for a screen. A little nice give and go from Dondria. Great pass up inside. Nice little shot by Shreve. Doesn't quite go. Allen East back with the basketball, pushing the tempo just a little bit. Kick swinging the ball around. And another baseline jump shot. No good. Kicks it around after the offensive rebound. Kicks, swings it around, and another three-point attempt up and no good for Rylan Jones. Another offensive rebound, ball fake from Jones. Drives in the middle of the lane. She goes up, dumps it across, up, and fouled on the way up is Elle Richardson. She's going to go to the line for two.
Okay, so let's talk about that, too. If I'm Richmond's coach, don't touch anybody, right? Like, you can't afford foul trouble. And so it'll be interesting. They're playing that zone that we talked about. We assumed they were going to. And Mustang's taking it right at them. So if I've got anybody in the paint, it is just sit there and stand straight like a wall, right? And what are they doing? It looked like a 1-3-1 matchup zone is what the Gophers are playing against them here.
And, the other thing to add to that is, it's hard to rebound. So you're giving up those offensive rebounds. Ridgemont back with the basketball, walking the ball up the floor, swinging it around to Eckstein. Eckstein trapped in the corner, trying to get the ball out. She kicks it out to Elsasser, swings it around to Shreve. Deep three-point shot by Shreve. No good off the back iron. Allen East with the rebound, pushing the tempo. Rylan Jones dumps it down to Kennedy Truex. Truex up and good. That brings your score 17-0 in favor of the Mustangs on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Ball tipped and out of bounds off of Allen East. Ridgemont's going to have the ball sideline out of bounds. Shreve is going to trigger the ball in. Ridgemont is in a stack. They go ahead and split. And she gets the ball into Dondrea. Dondrea kicks it over to Elsasser. She kicks it over to, she's trapped. Kicks it, swings it around to Shreve. Sharif looking down low for Dondria. You know, Dondria doing work. She goes and helps her after she lost her dribble. Swings back around to Sharif. You know, Sharif looking. Swings it across to Kronstein. Kronstein, after a loose ball, you know, gets tipped away. Over and back, and the ball is going to go to the Alanis Mustangs.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I've noticed already, and I'd really like to see more out of the Gophers, is off-ball movement and opening each other up. So whoever gets the ball, a lot of times they're getting collapsed on, and they're just not getting a whole lot of help getting open. Nice shot.
You know, ball goes down, swings around for the Mustangs, and Savannah Brooks, you know, from deep. That brings your score to 20-0 midway through the first quarter on your Root Lumber scoreboard.
Yeah, so Brooks is a bomber, right? So she's got three buckets, and all of them from just outside the arc. We talked about the worst shot in basketball because she had a foot just over the line. But, man, anytime she's got that ball outside, she's looking to bomb it, and so far she's hitting them.
And we're going to have a 30-second timeout, so we're going to send it back to your station. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, your home for winning, WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know what your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School. This is Sean Christopher here with Ryan Yoakum. We are the Golden Gophers right now are down 0-20 midway through the first quarter on the Root Lumber scoreboard. Ridgemont's going to take the ball out of bounds. They're going to kick it up to Kronstein. Kronstein's going to take the dribble to the right side of the floor. She picks up her dribble looking for some help. You know, no help is coming there. Finally, Sharif comes to her help. Sharif gets trapped in the top, and looks like we are going to have a foul on Allen East after they're trying to reach in. That foul is going to be on Savannah Brooks, her first of the game.
So, as a coach, do you – I guess a couple questions here. Like, they're having trouble with off-ball movement. Do you push that with your players, or what are you trying to do just to open up and get somebody a real good opportunity here?
Well, the next time I see a ball screen will be the – or an off-ball screen will be the first time. That, you know, there's
right.
No movement, you know, down low. Or across, or really working to get teammates open. So we need to see that.
Right, and Mustangs, by and large, running a man defense here, right? So, yeah, open them up. Nice drive there by Rylan Jones. I'll tell you what, Rylan Jones, so far you can tell she's just a hustler, right? Like, if she's got the ball, she's making cuts to the hoop, making shots outside, but she's also looking to dish. I love seeing that kind of guard play.
And really, you know, the athleticism there is there as well. Ridgemont back with the basketball. They're swinging it around the top of the key, and Shreve is going to put up a three-pointer. It's partially blocked, you know, corralled in by the Mustangs. Mustangs are pushing the tempo like they like to do. Kronstein with the basketball after the tip, after the turnover by the Mustangs. But the Gophers are pushing the tempo, and down low, they get the ball to Dondria, and Dondria is fouled off the basketball by Allen East. Allen East is going to rotate some more players in.
So you're Allen East coach, and you've got a commanding lead this early in it. Do you let your varsity starters still go at it and build some momentum? Because we're getting into playoff time here around the corner, right? And well, so what's coming up is the game against Ada that we know is a big rivalry game, right?
Big rivalry, and it leads into the border battle, which is, you know, a mini tournament between a handful of schools around the holidays. So you grab some momentum, but you also use the opportunity to save some legs.
Right.
Allen East with the basketball back at the top of the key. You know, Savannah Brooks is running the offense now. She finds a cutting, you know, cutting Kennedy Truex. You know, nice cut down low, and she's going to put it up and in. That's going to bring your score 24-0 late in the first quarter on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Ridgemont with the basketball. Kronstein with it up top. She dribbles around, finds Elsasser. Elsasser backing down the Allen East defender. She picks up her dribble. Need to come help her. About over to Dondria. Dondria kicks it over to Eckstein. Eckstein saves it from going out of bounds. She flips it, and it gets tipped and tipped again, and it's out of bounds. It's going to be Allen East Mustang basketball.
you know, and maybe I'm a little old school here, but do they not teach the triple threat to anybody anymore? Like, I don't see one player on either team get that ball, go into that triple threat, and assess the court before they make that move. That they all just catch it, kind of hold it at their chest or up high, or they're moving with it. And I just don't understand.
From my experience, that gets taught and beat into them young, and then they lose that as they get older.
Nice drive there by Truex for the bucket.
True, fantastic athleticism by Truex. So late in your first quarter, it's 26-0. Allen East over Ridgemont's on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Ridgemont swings it around. Elsa Astor takes a few dribbles towards the middle of the floor, and it gets tipped out of bounds by Savannah Brooks.
So Brooks going to go out and Jones back in. So it looks like Elsasser taking the ball out here, and they're just stacking up at the elbow.
It looks like they don't have a whole lot of confidence other than just get the ball in. So, you know, get the ball in, try to get some offense going. You know, I'd like to see a little more cutting. Especially they picked up their dribble, kind of get themselves in a bad spot. So, you know, Ruth Eckstein dribbles the ball, you know, good drive baseline, and ends up getting fouled by Taylor Nichols of Allen East. Ball's going to be baseline out of bounds for the Golden Gophers. You know, Kronstein's going to trigger their ball in. Looks like a classic pick-the-picker play, you know, up to Eckstein. Eckstein dribbling around, hands the ball off to Kronstein. Kronstein dribbles the middle of the floor, gets tipped and goes out of bounds off of Kennedy Truex of Allen East. Ridgemont basketball sideline out of bounds now.
So one of the things I like seeing is that these Mustangs are still going at it, right? That they've got a commanding lead to start this game, and they are hustle, hustle, hustle. We just see Rylan Jones trying to run down an inbound ball, and they're not giving up just because they've already gotten up, you know, and that's a big thing to teach your players, too, is just hustle and have that all the game.
And when you end up with, you know, a lot of your players that are going to be playing, you know, you get the opportunity, you better you use it. Especially for some of these guys that don't quite get as much playing time as normal in a tight game. Oh, up and no good. That ends the first quarter here on your Root Lumber Law Office with Andrew Benchick. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Join the Morning Buzz weekdays between 8:30 and 8:45 for Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day. Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day during the Morning Buzz, brought to you by Ryan Yoakum, State Farm Insurance on WKTN. Agriculture's important to our community. Get the latest ag news by listening to Brownfield Ag Reports weekday mornings at 5:45 on Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School. We have Allen East Mustangs hosting the Ridgemont Golden Gopher Girls here. I'm Sean Christopher with Ryan Yoakum. You know, starting the second quarter, it's 26-0 in favor of the Allen East Mustangs.
Yeah, so Allen East looking dominating here, and we kind of expected this coming into it. Just the records alone speak to it, but then we talk about just the depth that Allen East has bringing into this match. And what do we have? They were giving the ball to Allen East. Looks like it's going to be a gopher ball to start it. And so give Allen East coach credit. He's still got his starters out there, though. He's wanting these girls to work tonight.
And you know, I'm sure that he's, you know, going to continue to rotate. He's rotated, you know, a handful of girls that look like they play often. So I can see those guys continuing to get good, you know, time, good effort. So Ridgemont's going to take the ball, sideline out of bounds. You know, Kylie Shreve's going to trigger the ball in. Ridgemont in their stack to try to get the basketball inbounds. Dumps it over to, you know, Eckstein. It is stolen by Allen East. Allen East pushing the floor. Three-point shot up and good for Allen East. Savannah Brooks.
Man,
that is her 11th point of the night.
Yeah, she's a straight bomber, and they're all from 20 feet out. And, you know, she's a taller player, too, so you'd expect to see some post play out of her. And, man, she likes shooting that three. Here she is. She has it up to, oh, she dished this time.
So Allen East basketball pushing the tempo again. Up and good for Allen East with L. Richardson from an elbow jump shot. Ridgemont bringing the ball back down. L. Sasser has on top of the key. She's going to dribble to her right and spins back to the left. Picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. We need to help somebody get her the basketball. Ball gets down low and tipped and stolen away by Rylan Jones. Tempo being pushed again by Allen East. Shot fake, dumped down baseline, jump shot again from Jones. No good. Offensive rebound by Allen East. They struggled down on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. Ball's going to go back to Allen East.
Hey, give Shreve credit. You know, she's been out there. She hasn't had a break yet, and she's still diving on the floor, hustling after everything. And, you know, that's some grit.
Yeah, Shreve has had some really nice looks for, three-point jump shots. They just haven't had any of them fall. Baseline out of bounds play. Dumped in by Allen East. Three-point field goal, no good for Jones. Ridgemont corrals the rebound. They're pushing the tempo a little bit themselves. Up top is Lainey Elsasser. Dumps it over to Eckstein. Eckstein over to D'Andrea. And D'Andrea for Ridgemont's first 2 points of the game with an elbow jump shot. Nice to see them break onto the scoreboard here. Hopefully that can open up a little bit and take some pressure off. Allen East back with the basketball up top, swinging it around the top of the key. Back and skip pass down here to the baseline. Looks like they're going to work a little bit of clock here. Baseline drive. Jump shot by Kennedy Truex. Offensive rebound by Nichols. Up in no good. Ridgemont with the basketball. Bringing the ball down the court here. Dumps it over to D'Andrea. D'Andrea kicks it over to Lauren Wingfield. Out of bounds off of Ridgemont. Allen East. And it's going to be Ridgemont basketball. Baseline out of bounds.
And so starting to see that pressure of that play come into effect here. They're just a little bit slower to respond to the pass, get over and make that close down on the defensive side. And so energy is definitely going to be a factor. Nice shot there by D'Andrea.
Yeah. No good. And Allen East corrals the rebound. They're pushing the tempo themselves. And ball is stolen and scooped up on the floor by Ridgemont's Kylie Shree. Can't say enough about Shree from Ridgemont. She is playing with all of her heart and soul. She is playing extremely hard. It's nice to see.
Yeah, these girls. So, truly with this light of a roster, you'd think that you would consider strategic timeouts just to give your team a breather, right? Like not just let's change the momentum of the game, but let's give these girls a drink and give them 30 seconds just to catch their breath because Allen East is just pushing right now.
And, in Ridgemont, frankly, they have six kids that are dressed tonight. So, you're 100% right. That, I look to see Coach Wyatt to be able to pull a few of those timeouts and just to give his girls some breathers midway through the second quarter. Allen East with the basketball, swinging it around, dumps it down low and into the post. 2 points for Taylor Nichols. That's going to bring your score 33-2 on your Root Lumber scoreboard here early in the second quarter. Ridgemont basketball. Kronstein dumps it over to Wingfield, off Wingfield's fingers, and goes out of bounds.
So, Allen East is just putting this pressure on, and you're starting to see a frustrated Gopher team, and that's what you expect. When you get this much pressure this consistently, players get frustrated and they start making mistakes. That's why coaches put that pressure on, and I can only imagine it'll get compounded as the game continues.
You're 100% right. Ridgemont with the basketball up top. Your ball swinging around. Wingfield with the basketball driving to the right. He kicks it over to Eckstein. Eckstein dumps it over to D'Andrea. Ball stolen by Allen East pushing the tempo as they typically do. Ball swinging around the top of the key. Finds the basketball at the top for a three-pointer. Offensive rebound. Back around to Aubrey Young. Aubrey Young up and good for her first 2 points of the night.
That was a really nice look by Brooke. She got that rebound, drove into it, and then just made the nice little dump pass down in the paint to her.
Allen East in their typical man defense here, giving Ridgemont some trouble as Ridgemont's dribbling the ball around the top of the key. Kicks it down inside, stolen, and Allen East pushing again. A little give and go. No good on the layup and fast break. Ridgemont with the rebound. They're going to throw the ball up the floor, which is stolen by Rylan Jones. Rylan Jones pushing it again. Now we hit L. Richardson, hits the 2-point field goal in the fast break. Ridgemont's going to go ahead and walk the ball up the floor. Kylie Shreve with it. you know, just before half court. She crosses the half court line. And she's looking down low, trying to get the ball to D'Andrea. And he passes it down, gets tipped, and Allen East off and running again. Foul line jump shot by Allen East. You know, Savannah Brooks, and up and good. That's going to bring you scored 39-2 on your Root Lumber scoreboard halfway through the second quarter. Excuse me.
Yeah, so Brooks really been on fire tonight. I think I've only seen her miss one shot from the field. You know, she's doing a heck of a job out there from the field, but she's hustling on both sides of it. She's got some assists, but on the defensive side, she's creating turnovers and really doing a phenomenal job for them here.
Ridgemont comes down. They, you know, two-point look, no good. Allen East pushes, kicks it out to L. Richardson, and she hits another three, bringing her score total to 11 points on the night. Ridgemont again with the basketball, crossing the timeline, you know, dribbling to the right, definitely trying to push the ball down inside to, you know, D'Andrea. The ball gets stolen again by the Mustangs. Mustangs pushing the tempo as they are doing. Ball kicked across to Brooks. Brooks up and good for 2 points.
Nice job there by Rylan Jones making that move to get Brooks open there. I'll tell you, it's all about finding the gaps in a zone defense, and they're doing a really good job for Allen East here in pushing those. I almost would like to see the Mustangs, or not the Mustangs, excuse me, the Gophers switch out of that 1-3-1 and maybe even drop in just to a simple 2-3 zone.
Yeah. Ridgemont takes a timeout. We are going to take one, too. You're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
WKTN.com is your home for news, weather, sports, and so much more. You can even listen to us live. Join WKTN on social media, and you will find tons of information and fun. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Friend us, follow us, and find out what's going on in your area with your region, your radio, WKTN.
If you are looking to redesign or build your website from scratch, or earn the engagement and reach of your social media you deserve, check this out. Hometown Media can help you with your online presence. We can also help you with your graphic artwork for business cards, brochures, or mailings. Contact Hometown Media today at 419-675-2355, email sales at WKTN.com, or visit htm.wktn.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Hometown Media, let's generate some buzz.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Back at Allen East High School, this is Sean Trisser with Brian Yoakum. The score is Allen East 44, Ridgemont 2, midway through the second quarter. You know, Ridgemont with the basketball. Shreve dribbling the ball around the top of the key. And a little bit of a pick and weave action by Ridgemont. See if they can get a little bit of action going. Wingfield dribbles into the corner, gets tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Ridgemont basketball baseline out of bounds from the corner.
Yeah, so if you're Ridgemont's coach, you're using these kind of games as learning experiences for your players that you understand that you're having a hard season. But, man, these girls are going to come out chiseled as rock next year, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to know exactly how to fight, and that's what you expect. Nice give and go there by the Mustangs. And was that Aubrey Young with the bucket?
Yes, it was. And to add to what Ryan said, they only have one, you know, senior, which is, you know, Charlie Cronister. And so they're going to have some experience coming back in the future. Ridgemont with the basketball up top of the key. They're swinging it around. Finally get the ball into Eckstein. Eckstein passes it off of a teammate's leg. Allen East is going to corral the ball. Allen East with the basketball, half-court offense. Nice drive there by Rylan Jones. She kicks it around back up top to Kennedy Truex. Truex dribbles into trouble, and Ridgemont's going to steal the basketball right out of her hands. Kylie Shreve with the basketball, pushing the tempo a little bit for Ridgemont. Kicks it over to D'Andrea, back into D'Andrea. She looks for some post moves. Foul line jump shot up and no good. Allen East with the basketball, pushing the tempo again. We're starting to see some new players here in the game for Allen East. That's Dylan Miller. She kicks it over to Truex. Goes off Truex's fingers and out of bounds. It's going to be Ridgemont ball.
Yep, looks like Jones going to head out, and Brooks coming back in here for the Mustangs. And then Shreve, their primary ball handler, is going to take a quick breather.
Cronister with the ball up top of the key. Gets a ball screened from D'Andrea. Picks her dribble up, gets a little bit of trouble here. D'Andrea goes to her aid at the top of the key, dribbling around, picks it up, and the ball is stolen by Taylor Nichols of Allen East. Allen East is going to pull it out and slow down a little bit. We've got an open three-point shot by Dylan Miller, up and no good. Offensive rebound, Nichols, and two more points for Allen East.
I'll tell you, Nichols is what I would consider a true big man out there and really plays that position well. Does a good job fronting on the defensive side, getting the rebounds, and then makes some really nice post moves.
Yeah, she's got really good feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Deep three-point shot taken by Ridgemont. Long shot, long rebound. Fought for a little scrum towards midcourt, and looks like we're going to have a jump ball, which possession looks like it's going to go to Allen East. Here, 18 seconds left in the half. It's 48-2 on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Allen East with the basketball crosses the timeline. Coach is looking at it to go ahead and wait for the last shot. But Ridgemont isn't going to let that happen. Elsasser comes out and pressures the basketball. Great job on you're coming out of that zone, playing a little bit of man defense. Jump shot with 3 seconds left here by Savannah Brooks, and that's going to do it for the half.
Wow.
So the score at half here at Allen East is Allen East 50, Ridgemont 2. We'll come back right after this with some halftime adjustments. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
When news happens around the region, the WKTN News Department goes to work, tracking down the details to bring you the latest information. First and accurate is our goal. When you see news happening where you are, give us a call at 419-675-2355 and we'll get to the source and get all the details. Keeping you up to date on Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know when your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
If you are looking to redesign or build your website from scratch, or earn the engagement and reach of your social media you deserve, check this out. Hometown Media can help you with your online presence. We can also help you with your graphic artwork for business cards, brochures, or mailings. Contact Hometown Media today at 419-675-2355. Email sales at WKTN.com or visit htm.wktn.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Hometown Media. Let's generate some buzz.
Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School as we have the Allen East Mustangs score 50 to the Ridgemont Golden Gophers 2. It's halftime here. This is Sean Christopher with Ryan Yoakum. Now, Ryan, if you're Ridgemont, what can you do to come out and take some small victories in the second half?
Right. Well, so what are your basics that you're trying to develop within your players, right? Is one, you've got to get a cohesive offense. And right now we talked about no off-ball movement, right? So these girls, a lot of them are younger players. They don't have the confidence to front somebody when they've got the ball on the offensive side, let alone to take it into the paint and drive at the hoop. And so what I'm talking to them about is, hey, help each other out. Give each other off-ball screens. Give each other on-ball screens, right? I mean, how often are we actually seeing the person with the ball get a screen and then be able to continue with it into a scoring opportunity? You're not seeing that. A lot of times that screen just means that they just kind of do that bump and roll off the shoulder, and then they pull up their dribble. And so I want to talk about how to create some offense and teach these girls some ways to score. Hey, we're down big time. If you feel it, chuck it, right? Let's see what works for you. We've seen it from Shreve. She's shooting from the volleyball lines out here tonight. Yeah. And, you know, give her credit that she's on target. She just hasn't been able to put one in the bottom of the net yet. But that's part of where I'm talking about. The other thing is they're running that 1-3-1 matchup zone defense. I'm looking at switching that out and trying something else. I mean, just for the sake of breaking these girls into something different, throw a quick man at them and then drop into a 2-3, you know, and look at doing a couple things on the defensive side to mix it up and get your girls some more experience.
And, you know, in all respect, you know, Ridgemont's got six dressed girls, and those six dressed girls are playing their tails off, you know, so I'll give them tons of respect. But they look like young players that don't have a ton of experience.
Right.
You know, they've played, I believe, six games so far this year, this being the seventh today. And they're going to need to grow that experience.
Well, yeah, and so you're talking about building confidence in young players. You're down 50-2, right? You want to talk about something that is just absolutely soul-crushing as a basketball player or any kind of competitor is when you're getting stomped, right? And so, as you said, what do you do to make this worth the time for these players? And teach them something, work something. Have one of them drive hard. Say, I don't care if it's a, you know, yeah. If you plow through that girl in the paint and get the worst offensive foul in the history of basketball, go at it and teach these girls some a little bit of aggression and build some confidence in their ability to do that.
So we are here at Allen East. We have the score of 50-2 on your Root Lumber scoreboard. We're going to send it back to the station. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
You demand perfection. That's why you drive the perfect car.
Okay, maybe it's not exactly perfect, but it's perfect to get you to Domino's for their perfect $7.99 carryout deal. Carry out any one-topping pizza or an eight-piece order of wings, smothered in delicious sauces like hot buffalo, garlic parmesan, and honey barbecue. Just $7.99 each when you order online.
Demand the perfect carryout deal
at Domino's. Carryout and online only. Select this offer. Charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local stores may charge extra for some toppings and sauces.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School. We have Allen East Mustangs are on top of the Ridgemont Golden Gophers here in girls basketball action. 50-2 on your Root Lumber scoreboard. So this is Sean Christopher with Ryan Yoakum. So Ryan, if you are Allen East, what are you trying to accomplish with this huge lead, you know, with another half of basketball to play?
Okay, so we were actually just kind of jawing about this to each other over the half as well. And what I'm doing here is, all right, we've got this one in the bag. I'm taking my solid bench players, the people that I expect to see good time out of during the season, and I'm putting them in and really giving them a chance to develop some, get some offensive movement together, learn some of that chemistry that it takes from each other, and then also wanting to see what kind of hustle those kids have. Because if that's the person I'm pulling off the bench, I want to see, even though we're up 50-2, I want to see who's still diving for balls, who's still fighting for rebounds. And so if I'm Allen East, I'm really using this as a chance to really measure up my bench and who's going to be making that run with me come playoff time. And then, of course, by the end, this is where you give everybody a chance to get on the stat sheet, right? And so you try to get some of your JV players that are dressing up for you a chance to cut their teeth, too, because while you've got them in the, hey, I'm dressing them up, you might be surprised by that kid that comes out and just needed a little bit of a push to get the confidence and do something else.
And to Ryan's point, they have, you know, Allen East has two seniors on the roster. Mm-hmm. They've got four juniors, and two of those juniors play a lot of JV. So you're trying to develop some of that future, you know, right, and getting these guys some seat time, if you will, on a varsity court. And it does help, too. You know, this is no JV game, so you can play lots and lots of kids. We're getting ready for the second half to start here. Again, second half getting going. Our quarter sponsor is Root Law Office with Andrew Benchick. And your Root Lumber scoreboard is 50-2 here as the second half is going to get going. Oh, second half with your Superior Credit Union halftime sponsor. So I'm still new with this. So I apologize. If I'm a little stumbling on some of our sponsorships. But we appreciate everybody.
Yeah, all the sponsors and everything they do to let us broadcast this. One of the things I can tell you is, or one of the things that I found really great about all this, can't begin to tell you how many parents, how many grandparents come up and thank you for doing the broadcast, because they're not going to get to this game. They're not going to know what happened, and it gives them a chance to listen to it. So thank you to all the sponsors.
And I appreciate the WKTN for allowing me to do the radio for them. So Ridgemont's going to push the ball inbounds, and we're going to have Chronister at the top, swings it around to Shreve. Shreve dribbles to the middle of the lane, jump stop, is looking for a jumper, doesn't quite get it, too much defensive pressure. Shreve dribbles down and gets in a bad position, and it looks like we're going to have a jump ball between Ridgemont and Allen East here. Ball is going to go over to Allen East. Looks like Allen East is going to start the second half. No starters are on the floor.
Yep, so coach doing exactly what we talked about. He's going to his bench, seeing what we got out there.
So Kesson swings it over to Riley Jordan for Allen East, and she's going to hit a wide-open three-pointer. Now, Ridgemont bringing the basketball back down the court. Chronister up top, looking for some action, picks up her dribble. Looking down low, great pass to Wingfield. Wingfield for a 15-footer, no good off the back iron. Allen East the rebound. And they're going to have a little slower tempo than the starters do, but they're going to swing it around. Ball is stolen by Ridgemont. Ridgemont's out and running, but Shreve thinks better with no numbers. He pulls it out, swings it over to Wingfield. Wingfield kind of in the corner, looking down low to Dondria. Wingfield puts it on the floor, dribbles middle, and is going to get fouled by...
Yeah, that was Lydia Payne. She got a little handsy there, put an arm into Wingfield as she was taking the ball around the paint, and so they're going to call that touch foul.
And that's going to be Ridgemont taking the ball on baseline out of bounds. Ball triggered in. Wingfield long rebound tied up between Dondria and Allen East. Ella Miller, I apologize for the names. We have a lot of new players in for the game for Allen East here.
Yeah, when they platoon sub like that, you're learning a whole new game real quick.
Ridgemont's going to trigger the ball in. Nothing quite open. And looks like we're going to get held. Elsasser's going to get held, cutting to the corner. And it's going to be the second foul early in this half.
So we really didn't see a lot of fouls in the first half on either side. One from Ridgemont, if I remember correctly, and two maybe on Allen East's side.
Ball's triggered in by Ridgemont, and Allen East steals the basketball. Looks like we're going to have another foul here early in the second half. So it's 53-2 early in the second half on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Allen East is going to have the ball out of bounds, and they're going to walk the ball up the floor. Avery Kesson swings the ball to the corner. Ball gets swung around by the Mustangs. Another three-point open three-pointer by Riley Jordan. That's her second three-pointer in three possessions.
Tell you what, Kesson, the freshman, bringing up the ball, then passing over to Jordan, and she's the bomber, right? That's a nice duo that you like to see out of two of the freshmen here for Allen East. That's Ridgemont, a really good combination.
Ridgemont pushes the ball. Open three-pointer for Elsasser. No good. Allen East gets the ball off and running. Jordan up and no good. Ball gets tipped out of bounds back to Ridgemont.
I'll tell you what, Kesson threading the needle on that bounce pass, on, you know, the transition bounce pass to hit Jordan, and unfortunately for Jordan, she just wasn't able to drop it. But, man, they're making a nice little give-and-go combo between those two.
You can tell these girls have played a lot of basketball together.
Yeah.
Ridgemont back with the basketball as Chronister passes the timeline. Dondria cuts high. Dumps over to Dondria. Dondria dribbling hard to her right. 15-foot jump shot, no good. Good battle for the basketball. It's going to go out of bounds, and Ridgemont's going to maintain possession. You know, not a whole lot of boxing out by the second group of Allen East. It'd be nice to see, you know, them clean up some of these offensive rebounds. Ridgemont's going to dump it down in, and it's going to be stolen by Allen East. Allen East off and running with their younger players here in the game. You know, ball's kicked over to Jordan. Jordan, no good. Offensive rebound back by Lydia Payne, and Payne is going to go up and one. Going to get fouled with the bucket. She's going to go to the free throw line to shoot one for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And there's that offensive rebound you were talking about there. So, once again, it was Kesson to Jordan, who those two clearly look at each other the whole way going down the court. And then good job there getting the offensive rebound and getting the bucket.
And up and no good. Ball's going to be rebounded by Ridgemont. Stolen in transition by Allen East. Allen East jump shot, no good. Scramble on the floor for the ball. Great hustle by both teams. Ball's going to be up and good for another three-pointer by Avery Kesson of Allen East. Ridgemont pushing the tempo themselves. Shreve is going to a little give-and-go action, and then it's going to turn into a weave. You know, Ridgemont's swinging the ball around. And Dondria, top of the key, swings it over to Shreve. Shreve, baseline drive up, and she's going to get fouled on the 8-foot jump shot. She's going to go to the line shooting two.
Well, tell you what, we talked about what can you take out of this. That was a much better series with offensive movement that we've seen out of the Gophers in a while. So it's good to see that they're still hustling, still making plays, still trying to stay in this game.
You know, Kylie Shreve is, I can't say enough about her effort. She is just battling and battling. Her first free throw of her two is up and no good. And we're going to see even more subs come in for Allen East. We've got three new subs that I don't believe have seen the court so far today. Yep. So Coach Montgomery's going to get, you know, as many kids in this game as possible. So Shreve's going to shoot her second of her two-shot foul. And it is up and off the front iron. Rebound to Allen East. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter at Allen East High School. Your score is 61-2 on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Allen East, a little give-and-go action. And ball's up and off of Patterson, stolen by the Gophers. Gophers pushing the tempo themselves. Wingfield up, no good. Rebound, it's going to be tied up for a jump ball. Great battle by both teams there. That, you know, Sophia Zeller's was tied up there with, it looked like, Bryn Richardson.
Yeah, so give Wingfield some credit. She's really looking to score here in this second half. Unfortunately for her, everything's just off the back of the iron. And, I mean, she's had good shots, good looks, and just nothing able to fall.
And if you're a coach, you know, from Ridgemont, you're definitely not disappointed in looks you're getting.
Right.
You know, they just need to fall a little bit. Good battle down low, and then Ridgemont's going to come away with it. Pushing the tempo themselves, they're going to turn the ball over. Allen East is going to corral it and walk the ball up the floor. Yeah,
it's a really nice guard play from some of these younger players here for Allen East. That's encouraging as you start thinking about what do you have moving down the down. I mean, of course you're focused on this season, but it looks like they're going to have a deep set of players going into next year as well.
And if you're Allen East, you're very encouraged. Very encouraged by the effort of every kid that's been on the floor. We're going to have an official's timeout. Looks like Dondrea's got a little bit of a scrape to get cleaned up. And we have 37 seconds left here in the third quarter. It is 61-2. Allen East over Ridgemont in girls high school basketball action. That is your Root Lumber scoreboard. Ridgemont's going to trigger the ball in from their own baseline, and then they're going to walk it up. You know, Lainey Elsasser is going to bring the ball across the timeline. A little stutter step, you know, crossover. Great defense by Allen East. She's going to kick it out to Shreve. Shreve, deep three again, off the back of the iron. Rebound goes to Allen East. Kesson's going to bring the ball up the floor. She's going to swing it over to Patterson, and Patterson's going to travel and turn the ball over here as the clock is winding down on our running clock, because the score is, you know, is lopsided as it is. So 5 seconds left as Regemont's looking gonna, you know, pull up from the volleyball line for Shreve, and no good. That's gonna do it for the third quarter here at Allen East High School. We'll come back with some fourth quarter action. That is from your Root Law Office with Andrew Benchick. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton Athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School as fourth quarter action gets started between Allen East and Ridgemont girls basketball. Basketball is going to be triggered in by Allen East. They're swinging it around, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Yeah, so Allen East really kind of impressing me with some of the young play that they have out here. Like, these girls know what they're doing. You know, we've got quite a few freshmen on the floor playing for them, and they look like experienced gamers.
Yeah, you can tell that they've played a lot of basketball and really at a pretty high level. Looks like we're going to have a foul on Allen East, and that is going to be their fourth team foul of the half.
So Chronister taking a shot, but it looks like they called the foul beforehand, so it's going to be on the floor and going to have an inbound play.
And Chronister gets the ball into Elsasser. You know, Allen East tips it away. Skylar Benson tips it away, and it's going to go back to Ridgemont, baseline out of bounds. Chronister, you know, throwing the ball in, looking for Shreve. Gets the ball in. Shreve dribbling around. Nowhere to go. Great defense by Allen East. And Chronister picks up her dribble, looks down low to, you know, Wingfield. Wingfield can't quite handle it. Goes out of bounds. Not quite out of bounds. And it's going to get tied up for a jump ball between Shreve and Allen East's Olivia Patterson. Ball's going to go to Allen East as Allen East continues to rotate, you know, players late in this game. That's quite lopsided.
I'll tell you, so I always come up with, like, I think Shreve gets my Murphy's Oil player of the game because she's mopping the floor and diving all over it, you know. And then I would give Nichols my Windex player of the game because she's cleaning the glass.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
And you talk about it, but, you know, Shreve's down 59 points. She's been in there, and I think I've seen her sit for 30 seconds of this game so far, and she's still hustling and diving. I just love the effort.
And really, the whole grittiness of this Ridgemont basketball team, you know, is on display today because every kid is busting their hump the entire game. It shows a lot of character by these young ladies. So Allen East with the basketball, swinging the ball around the top. You know, back up top, Riley Jordan brings it around to Lydia Brynn. Brynn swings it over to Zeller. Zeller back over to Jordan. Jordan looks to dump it down, and Sophia Zeller scoops it up, kicks it over to Payne. Payne jump shot, no good. Ridgemont looking to run on their own. Ball gets tipped away, and it goes out of bounds off of Allen East. It's going to be Ridgemont basketball, baseline out of bounds.
Good hustle and heads-up play there by Jordan, trying to toss it back in and keep the ball alive. Just happened to step on the line there.
Yeah, it was a lot of hectic play there, which, I mean, it really looked like it was favoring Ridgemont. Ridgemont triggers it in, and Ruth Eckstein takes a jump shot. It gets blocked. Ball rolls on the floor, and we're going to have another jump ball between, you know, Chronister and Skylar Benson. It's going to be Ridgemont ball on the sideline. They're going to stack it up in the middle of the floor to look to get the ball in. Kicks it into Kylie Shreve. Kylie Shreve at the top of the key. Going to get a screen. Picks up her dribble. Swings it over to Wingfield. Wingfield for a deep three off the back iron. It's going to be Allen East with the rebound.
So Wingfield, the only one really looking to score here for the Gophers. And, you know, I like seeing what she's doing out there on that end. It, we talked about it earlier. She just can't find the bottom of the net tonight. And everybody has an off night, but keep shooting, right?
Yeah,
eventually
absolutely.
You're going to put one home.
You know, outlet pass is going to be off and running by the Gophers. And Shreve is going to put the bucket up for her first basket of the night, even though she's played absolutely fantastic with effort. Allen East basketball dribbling down the court. And Chronister is going to steal the ball, kicks it up to Shreve. Off of Shreve, can't quite corral it in. But Shreve is diving and flying all over the floor. She's going to end up picking up the hustle foul herself. It's going to be Allen East basketball. That is going to be Allen East's third team foul of the second half. The score here is 61-4 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Allen East triggers the ball in. Kesson walks the ball up the floor for Allen East, swings it across to Payne. Payne kicks it down low to Zeller. Zeller dribbles the middle of the floor, swings it across to Kesson. Kesson up for three, no good. Zeller with the rebound, no good. And ball's going to go out of bounds off of Allen East back to Ridgemont.
Okay, so nice rebound there by, was it Zeller?
Yeah.
And but the one thing I did not like is she started to move with it. Get that ball. And then, especially when you're one of the taller players on the court, keep it above your head, go straight back up with it. I think she had the bucket there. She did it.
Great play up top to steal the basketball by Allen East. Allen East off and running. You know, two offensive rebounds, a third offensive rebound, and Kesson's going to back it out. She's going to back it out and shoot a three, and it is good to bring your score 64-4 here late in the fourth quarter on your Root Lumber scoreboard from Allen East High School.
Now, is that six for Kesson? She's got two bombs on the night.
I believe so. You know, Ridgemont, you know, swinging the ball around. Wingfield takes a deep three off the back iron, and it looks like we're going to have a foul off of Allen East. So it's going to go back to Ridgemont. Five team fouls on Allen East so far, so it will be baseline out of bounds.
Yeah, five team fouls, but nobody really in foul trouble here tonight.
We have a timeout on the floor, so we're going to send it back to the station. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Education should be exciting and engaging. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center offers hands-on education for students looking to get a jump start in their futures. Students spend half the day in their career program practicing blood draws, rebuilding engines, programming robots, and more, while still completing their academic courses. Ohio High Point provides pathways for whatever your E is, employment, enrollment, or enlistment. Visit OhioHighPoint.com for more information. Ohio High Point Career Center, empowering students and inspiring success.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School with girls action between Allen East and Ridgemont. Ridgemont triggers the ball in from baseline out of bounds. Dondria dribbling the ball around the key. She's going to get the ball stolen away. Great hustle play by both teams. Both teams have multiple girls on the floor for a scramble. It's going to be great hustle, but it turned into a jump ball.
Possession arrow going to be Allen East.
It's going to go to Allen East. We have a minute 51 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. It's 64-4 in favor of Allen East on your Root Lumber scoreboard. Allen East to the basketball. Skip pass around the top of the key. They're going to swing it around. You know, Kessler gets the ball, dribbles into trouble, and it looks like we're going to get a foul on Ridgemont. You know, it's going to be their fourth foul of the half. Dondria just couldn't quite gather herself. It was like another hustle foul. You can't be disappointed with hustle fouls if your coach, you know, whether your coach Wyatt from Ridgemont or Coach Montgomery from Allen East, you can't get mad at hustle fouls.
Yeah, you know, at this point, foul out. You know, like if you're hustling that hard and you're fighting for it, we're a minute left in, you know, in the match, go for it.
Yeah, Allen East with the basketball, swinging the ball around the outside. You know, looking to continue to score, get their younger kids some opportunities to get in the score books. They're going to put up a jump shot, rebound by Ridgemont. Ridgemont's going to try to push the ball up the floor, and Chronister is going to get fouled by trying to push it up. It's going to be Ridgemont basketball. Sideline out of bounds. I can't say enough about these Ridgemont girls. They're only dressing six girls, and every girl's just played as hard as they can. I know that they'll be disappointed with the score, but, you know, proud of the effort for sure.
Yeah, and that's what they've got to take home from this, and I hope Coach reemphasizes that. Nice shot there by Shree.
Shree finally gets one of her three-pointers to fall. It's going to bring their point total to seven here with 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Looks like Allen East is going to try to, you know, hold the ball and just burn out the rest of this clock here. And the score looks like it's going to be 64-7, and let's get something new here quite at the very end of the game. So Allen East dribbling it out. Looks like, you know, she can pick it up. 3-2, and that's going to do it here from Allen East. Final score from Allen East High School is going to be 64-7 in favor of the Mustangs. We'll come right back with our post-game show, sponsored by Schaefer's Auto Body. After you hear from our station, you're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Hello, I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our two banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cessna Transport in Kenton is a family-owned company that transport hazardous materials and compressed gases locally, regionally, and in Canada. There's an immediate need to fill dedicated driving positions as business opportunities are increasing. Offering a full complement of benefits, including company-paid health insurance, eye, dental, and disability insurance, 401k, and very competitive pay. Class A CDL with an X endorsement and OTR experience required, 800-423-0309 for details.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Hensel ReadyMix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel ReadyMix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel ReadyMix today. Hensel ReadyMix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
At Cessna Transport in Kenton, they believe in being involved in the community. Being involved means the power to bring positive change, volunteering, and assisting those who need a helping hand. The folks at Cessna Transport strive to assist the community in any way they can. Cessna Transport cares about you and the activities that add to the quality of life of each citizen. Community-minded and involved, that's Cessna Transport in Kenton.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more?
With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School. We have Allen East Mustangs 64, your Ridgemont Golden Gophers 7 tonight. I do want to make a couple quick mentions. Athletic director here at Allen East is Alan King. He's top of the notch. He's a great guy. He's, you know, great accommodations. And the other thing I want to make mention is, you know, as the gym's getting cleaned up here, you see all these young men that are helping clean up the gym, including an All-State football player that is over there picking chairs up himself. So high character in this school. I have to give credit there.
Well, and the other part of that is they're here rooting on the, you know, I hate to say it, but when we were in high school, our girls' sports weren't well attended. And it's great to see these guys here and supporting the girls' athletics.
Yeah, so, you know, moving on past that. So, you know, Ryan, if you're Ridgemont, where do you go from here and, you know, take this into a positive direction?
Okay, so we talk about all the things that you can take out of a loss like this. One is your coach has to sit there and praise his girls for the effort that they gave this entire game. I mean, when you're down, it's easy to get your head down and want to give up. But let alone when you're really down. And these girls fought the whole time. They were going for loose balls. They were doing everything they could to try and at least be competitive out here. So he needs to praise them for the effort they're giving. And, I mean, that says a lot. So that's the first thing. Next thing is, hey, this is what we're going to do going into next week. This is what you did right. This is what you did wrong. And this is what I want to see you try to do going in. And so you use it as a learning experience.
And you have to keep growing. And, you know, Allen East is a very good program. You know, so you have to go, hey, look, you know, sometimes you chalk it up to, you know, not – quite having your night for, you know, many reasons, and, you know, I think, you know, the pressure got to them a little bit early, but I will give them credit as well that the, you know, Ridgemont Golden Gophers girls basketball team playing six players today, tons and tons of effort. The effort was absolutely fantastic. You know, I know they weren't able to score the basketball, but their effort on really both ends was really, really good to see. And, you know, going forward, if you're Coach Wyatt, you know, you've got to pull some positives, and you're going to get into that second half of the season here coming up pretty soon, so you're going to look to continue to build. It's still early in the season. We'll come back with a little bit of Allen East talk. You're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ohio High Point's application for admission opens November 18th. High school juniors and seniors can get a jump start in their futures by enrolling in exciting career programs like Health Careers Academy, HVAC, Culinary Arts, Education Academy, or Heavy Equipment Operations. Earn industry credentials and college credit for free. Students are encouraged to apply when the application opens November 18th. For more information, visit ohiohighpoint.com/apply. Ohio High Point Career Center, empowering students, inspiring success.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Middlefield Bank, previously known as Liberty National Bank. Our logo may have changed, but inside our branch, you'll find the same great people sharing the same values and commitment to our customers. We thank you for your business and wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Allen East High School. Allen East girls basketball beats Ridgemont 64-7 tonight. Definitely a tough go of it for Ridgemont, but Allen East deserves tons and tons of credit. So, you know, Ryan, if you're Allen East, you know, 64-7, you big score discrepancy. What are you using this as a jumping off point going forward?
Okay, so one, you talk about what your girls did coming out to start the game, right? Like, they established dominance early, and that's what you want to see, especially as, you know, coach is already talking about that the big county matchup or the Battle of the Borders, right? And that's a grudge match. And so you tell them, bring that same intensity. That's what I want to see. And then you look at what your bench was able to do coming into the second half, because he played his bench the entire second half. And then you tell your girls, hey, this is what I want to see from you. You were able to do this then, and you build on it, right? And you're seeing great play out of all these kids.
You know, it's impressive to see you know, the numbers. You know, there's, you know, a great spread. If I just look at the roster of Allen East, the spread that I see from, you know, juniors, sophomores, tons of freshmen. So you can definitely tell that there's a building of a program that you're going to continue to see, you know, throughout the, you know, next few years. And really, you know, some of these girls are, you know, the senior girls like Kennedy Truex and Elle Richardson, they're going to lead by example, and they definitely did that tonight. But the younger girls are looking to that and seeing how to do it and do it the right way. And I definitely see Allen East doing that. You know, Coach, you know, Montgomery, I believe, is in his second year here, and I know he's continuing to build a good program, a lot of athleticism, a lot of passion, a lot of you know, hard playing, you know, good playing, you know, girls. So, you know, I've been impressed by the Allen East Mustangs here today.
Well, and we talked about how many players did they have that scored that?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I had 10 players scoring for Allen East today.
Man, if you're a coach, that's just going to make your heart sing. When you've got that many players hitting the stat books and putting the ball in the net, yeah, that's huge.
So, you know, that's going to do it here from Allen East High School. I'm Sean Christopher here with Ryan Yoakum. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Hey, good night, everyone.
You've been listening to regional basketball action on WKTN. Tonight's broadcast sponsors have included Cessna Transport, Co-Humphrey Insurance, Domino's Pizza, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Hensel Ready Mix, Quest Federal Credit Union, The Little Chicago Room, HSLC, McCalla Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Liberty National Bank, Nelson Insurance, Ohio High Point Career Center, Stillwater Metal, Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Root Lumber, Mid-Ohio Energy, Ace Hardware, and Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the Domino's Question of the Game.